Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Yes. My name is Hamid Reza Mohyar. I'm co-founder and CEO of Assister AI. We are a Toronto-based company. We are now part of the Next AI program in Next Canada.
Okay.
And we are here at Collision. And thanks for having me.
Welcome. Yeah,
thank
definitely.
You.
So what exactly do you guys work with?
Yeah. We started with two questions from the beginning. The first one was that wouldn't be nice to have like professional assist you working with once you are working on softwares.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is that where could you express your request in human language and have them applied on the software that you are working with instantly?
Oh.
And to answer these two questions, we came up with the idea of Assister AI. So what is that? Assister is a platform for any software companies or individual software application developers to enable them integrate the conversational user interface into their web applications.
Okay.
And the applications are not limited to any specific area. They might be like the simple mobile banking applications to more complicated enterprise softwares.
Okay.
Right? For that, assume that nowadays we have a lot of virtual assistants that we are using them in our daily life, right?
Sure.
They might be Google Assistant, Apple Siri, Microsoft Cortana, or Amazon Alexa. We are using all of them, and they are fantastic for lifestyle scenarios. For example, once you want to create a calendar, it's easy for them.
Right, right. Right.
If you want to like call someone, it's a little easy for them. So what about asking them to transfer like $200 from your saving account to checking account? Or ask them to sum up over the values of a column in a spreadsheet and store the result in another cell, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Assister AI would like to transcend as a complementary manner, not to compete them, as a complementary manner.
Sure.
We would like to transcend the limited lifestyle scenarios instead by providing like a platform for enabling conversational AI into any kinds of web applications, right?
Okay.
This is the general idea that we are working right now on that. Let me give you some examples and some use cases that makes more sense.
The banking one is a great example. Because we've all gone to the bank website and clicked a thing and clicked a thing and and you navigate down a tree of 8-10
pages
and then you're typing here and drop boxes here.
Yes.
And it takes forever.
Right. And this is exactly the best use case that I could give.
Which is the same as creating a calendar.
Right.
If you go into Outlook, you got to do a thing and invite people and do all this stuff. But you can also say, hey, Cortana.
Yeah.
I have a meeting at 11:30 tomorrow morning.
Right.
The end.
Right, exactly. and that could be possible in the case of mobile banking applications.
Yeah.
But another example could be like the reporting services, right? We are now in a negotiation phase with the software companies who are providing the reporting services to a bank in Canada. And based on their survey, they mentioned that in order to create a report as based on their customers in their database. For example, the people who are above that age with two children living in this city, in this street, and many more to make this query, it might take more than 100 clicks on the mouse and more than 1,000 characters on the keyboards.
Right.
And it might take more than 10 minutes to create that query.
Right. And God forbid you're trying to do it directly in SQL or something.
Yes.
Now you've got to know that language on top of it.
Yeah.
Right. And now our promise is that you can talk to Assistor AI via natural language or voice or text and ask this query via natural language, right?
Okay.
To answer these two questions.
Because on the surface, it might sound like you're thinking, okay, I'm just looking for data for mothers with two kids living in Toronto.
Yeah.
And it sounds so cut and dry, but it never is that.
Right, exactly. Just like a technical sentence for that, for your technical audience, is that we are now providing a new metaprogramming language that developers need to use that programming language inside their programs. And we introduced the concept of functional knowledge graph, which is very famous in the software programming area. And then by combining these two notions, they can provide, and we are facilitating creation of conversational user interface, right? Another point is that we need to be context aware. So if you ask Siri, for example, what is a cell, C-E-L-L? What's a cell? It is a cell. It is a cell in a prison. It's a cell in a spreadsheet. Okay? You need to have the context of the web application that you are currently working with.
Right.
Right? This is another thing that we are also currently working on that.
Okay.
To make it progress.
Okay. Yeah, because contextual awareness would be essential. You know, what is an account?
Right.
Is it a bank account? Is it a cell phone account?
Right.
Is it?
Exactly. Yeah. The best example is the sentence like, the bank account and River Bank. Both of them have bank, but what kind of bank?
Right. Yes. Right, exactly.
The context changed the meaning of that word.
And then you've got SoftBank in Japan, which is not that.
Right.
it's not a financial institution, it's a tech company.
Exactly. Yeah. To achieve this goal, we are now using the state-of-the-art machine learning and natural language processing research to take the advantage of them and produce our platform. The first demo is now ready and it's launched on assistor.ai/demo. It's like a spreadsheet. And then you can talk to an agent and like insert a cell, insert a row after like row two, for example, or format a column as date. This is like the proof of concept.
Okay.
But
and
now,
that still might be easier than dealing with which tab on the ribbon bar do I go to do this thing.
Exactly.
It still might be easier to, to just type it in as a person.
Yeah. And the intuition really easy, right? Mm-hmm. Once you want to apply something on the software applications, you have a scenario in your mind. Right, you need to follow the instruction on that software to implement your scenario on that software. Right, you need to click at this button first, like type on that ribbon, then and then several processes.
And a dialogue's gonna come up. And
and then you can easily just talk that dialogue. Right,
right.
You don't need to follow the restricted procedure of the softwares.
Right. Like, God forbid you want to use a custom color for text in Excel.
Right.
That's going to take you a while.
Right.
If I could just say, make column C, you know, pound.
Hexadecimal.
Bloop.
Yep.
Yes.
That would be incredible.
Yeah. We can also see this area, this issue in another angle. This is... we have two types of tasks in our mind. One of them is the repetitive task. They are really easy. You know how to do it. You know how to apply on the system, on the software. Mm-hmm. But it's very repetitive. Mm-hmm. For example, in order to just add a row on a spreadsheet, if assume that you want to insert 100 rows, you need to right click 100 times to create a row.
Right.
It's very simple. You know how to do it, but it's very time consuming. Uh-huh. Okay.
And pretty dumb.
Right. Another types of task is the task that you don't know how to do it.
Right.
For example, if you are not expert in a spreadsheet, you don't know how you can like format a cell as a date. Right. You have to search and find the formatting settings.
Or if Excel decided to format it as a date for you,
yes.
And you don't want that.
Yes.
That's even harder.
It's happened to me multiple times.
To convince it that's not what I'm doing.
No.
Right. And this is similar in mobile banking or online banking, right?
Yeah.
For example, if you want to the simplest is you want to activate like the auto deposits in your banking. You don't know how you can do it in the software. But you can talk it. You can talk to the agent and that agent can execute your request. Right.
Like I need to get my information to set up direct deposit.
Right.
Well, where is that? I got to go find my checkbook. It's the only way it's going to happen. I don't want to do that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And we are now also working in a partnership with another company in healthcare, which is also a very pain point in healthcare, like because doctors usually don't have time to sit and make a report on the software systems in the health on the hospital,
sure.
but they can talk once they are working on the between floors to do their stuff, then they can talk to them to an agent, and that agent can perform the tasks.
Makes sense. So, are you an alpha or a beta?
It's alpha.
Alpha? Okay.
Yes.
So, how far along are you? There's a demo up, which means that it's functional.
Right. Right. We just started on February 2019.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, and then. With the help of our fantastic co-founders and brilliant advisors that we have, like just let me name them. I have Kayvan Mir Mohammad Sadeghi as my CTO and co-founder. We have brilliant advisors, Professor Graham Taylor at Guelph University and Ben Gortzel. Right, and then with the help of these guys, we are we would be able to create that platform in a very short time as a proof of concept.
Sure.
Now we are negotiating with software companies to see how we can fit our platforms with theirs.
Into their world.
Right.
Yeah.
Because our platform is totally free. It's open source. And if the software contractors, the software companies would like to use our platform and integrate it into their platform, it's really easy. It's well documented. It's not vendor locked in. They can use it and take the advantage of that. But most of the time, the software companies don't want to push their employees to learn new programming language work on the ML stuff. And then we can provide services on top of our platform for
that. Got
them.
It.
Right.
So the MySQL approach to the world.
Yeah, sure. This is similar to Red Hat's idea, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and Oracle does the same thing with MySQL, and we see that a lot with open source stuff.
Right.
Where the thing is open source and available, and we can help you get it going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's
very cool. If people want to find out more about your platform, how can they do that?
Yes, please log into assister.ai. And if you want to see our demo, go to assister.ai/demo. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Very cool.
Thank you, man.
Well, thank you
very much.
Thanks for
having
me.
Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you.